You are listening to the podcast of the Attention Young Choreographer Series 2023. Artistic Direction, Chris Standfest. Co-funded by the European Union in the frame of the project Lifelong Burning, Futures Lost and Found. Today's guest is Marga Alferau. Marga's work opens up spaces in which she's able to explore feminine sensuality and sexuality at her own pace. She and her team joined writer Sean Pfeiffer for a conversation before the second showing of their lesbian lap dance duet, Lounge. They discussed the reciprocal effect between the music and the dancers and the piece's ebb and flow of energy and slowness. They also talk about the difficulties in balancing the public and the private while performing intimacy on stage. After its premiere in cold, dark January at Sophienseele in the frame of Tanztage Berlin, the heat of summer brought another layer to the work. Lounge went on to win the Impulstanz Young Choreographers Award 2023, awarded by an international jury consisting of writer and scholar Anna Kozonina, choreographer, performer and 2021 award winner Tamara Allegre, and curator and dramaturg Mateusz Szymanowka.
Well, thank you for having us. I'm Marga, and I'm perform and I'm also like a choreographer of Lounge.
Hello, I'm Mariana Beningue. I'm the one of the performer in the Lounge.
I'm Raul Shaka Lion, and I'm doing the sounds.
Hi, I'm Taish, and I am the light designer.
Great, thank you. I want to start maybe by talking a bit about the residency or your time at the festival as well, because your piece Lounge is in many ways about rest and about letting things unfold slowly. And really about like demanding time and rest and making space for it. And your showings at Impulstanz take place in this frame of the residency at the festival. And these residencies for performance artists oftentimes are the only way to really like rehearse and to make time and to have space for their work. So I just wanted to ask, were you able to do that here, or to even rest a bit perhaps and go to other people's shows and hang out, or was it just stressful?
No, it was not just stressful. Actually, it was like, was chill, but we did not, we were not all together in the residency. Mariana was the only one arriving a bit before, and then we still had like one day in the studio, and that was nice. But I think actually the time that we had together just before the show on Tuesday, we had like 2 hours maybe just like strolling around, and that was really cool. I mean, we didn't see shows yet. We just strolled around Vienna and saw like the beautiful buildings and the nice gardens. I guess that's it. Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to be here all together. Like, I do think that the residency frame would have, like, if we could have had the whole team, would have been great, but that didn't really happen. Yeah.
How was that in developing the piece? Like, was it also developed within residencies, or when was that time that you had together that you needed to do that piece?
Well, actually, the piece was developed like in three different stages. No, like first we had like a small work in progress, like with my friend Miriam, and who also like started working with me on Lounge. And then this was like December 2021, and then we had another time in Lisbon whenever Shaka also came in, like in March last year, and I was working with this other dancer Kaisa. And then later in November we had a residency with Mariana, like to prepare actually for the premiere in Sophienseele in Tanztage. But like together it's kind of like we only been all together for shows. Like Thais also just joined, saw the show whenever it was like mostly finished, whenever Mariana came in. So yeah, we didn't have like a period where we were all together, you know. It was always like a different cluster here and there.
And how did you guys like find each other as like collaborators? Was it like one by one or?
Well, it's funny because I mean Shaka, I know from you know, I know his work from like dance floors in Lisbon, from him playing in different clubs and listening his music on SoundCloud. And we actually met in a dance festival. That's a cute thing.
Yeah.
Like we met in a dance
way
festival.
Yeah.
And I just really like, I always really liked his music, and I just really liked how he keeps like the energy on a dance floor. You know, a DJ, you know, a proper DJ. And I asked him, I was just like, hey, listen, I have like this piece. I need like someone that really understands like the pace and the stretch and like the sexiness of it. Like, you know, cannot be like just about like banging. And he was just like, yeah, well, let's see. But then eventually, yeah, he said yes. And then we started working. Then Taish, someone recommended me Taish from Berlin. I think my friend Make. Make was the one telling me that Taish did like some nice light, like also very sensitive light. And then Mariano, like every, actually like recommendations from friends. Like a friend of mine took a workshop with Mariano. And she was like, I just had this feeling that you and Mariano would get really along. Like she was giving me like very high energy and try it. And I was just like, it was actually in a crisis period because all my dancers, like, you know, my friend Miriam, who I was working with, was pregnant. Like she could not join anymore. And then, yeah, little Mariana appeared and actually we worked. It fitted really well.
I want to ask about that notion of the invisible lap dance you introduced, where the lines between giver and receiver are kind of like blurred,
mm-hmm.
And which, in my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, is also very like, closely connected to the like inherent like queerness of the piece in a way, because like breaking with this like traditional understanding, not just of a lap dance, but like of the duet generally,
mm-hmm.
Which is often like very gendered and one person leading and the other following. How did that like idea shape your choreographic process, or how did that became a concept that you verbalized also?
That's like something that's very present, like if you dance with someone on a dance floor. Now, like if you're having a little vibe, you don't really know how you're gonna. How this glue is shaped, no? You're like, you have to read a little bit the room, read a little bit what the other person wants or doesn't want. And eventually, like, those roles of guiding, they mix, and they morph. And I do feel that also, like, in the way you pay attention, you know, whenever... this is also like something that happens in pairing dance, like not only in, like in clubs, but if you have like a leading role, the ability to shift really quick, it's something that I always found like just entertaining, and that keeps me present, just basically keeps me present. And another thing that I felt that also really informed this way of like giving and receiving is this format, like the sessioning, that is something that hip-hop dancers, freestylers, like they use a lot whenever they train. You just, there's a person dancing and the other one is just watching, but it's not like sitting on the ground, you know, like they are in the same room and they ping-pong a little bit these roles, no? And yeah, this is really how I started working with Miriam. And then I guess eventually we just like shaped the movement vocabulary and reduced it and went into like a more like small unit, like, you know, reduced movements.
In watching it, I was like really like mesmerized by like the slowness and like the gradualness of every motion. But I feel like there was also like this ambivalence I felt like as a spectator, because it almost felt like intrusive to watch it at some points, because it was so much between you and each other. Like I felt like you were performing it for each other more than you were performing it for me or for us. But then there were these moments where you very, I think it were only two moments where you like very deliberately like pinned down somebody in the audience, not really like challenging them or being like just like an acknowledgement, and then suddenly like something shifted, and then it got, you go back again in your like intimate relationship. And I wondered about like that relation between like the intimate, like the private and like the public, and how you navigate that that tension maybe, and also these moments where the light suddenly like shines on us and you get really like I'm awake. So that does something. I mean, like, how did you decide on these moments? And...
When I came to the project, I always like to ask like the choreographer has any request, because there's always something that they needed specifically, and that was the blindest. Like, I need a blinding, and so I thought in a way that it was not like something that was misplaced, but something together, like to make it like a structure that shine directly to them. So it was like, she only came, hey, I need a blinding, work on it. It's like, and for me it was really, really fun to develop this. It's like, and it's a challenge because we changed three times the stage. So this is like the key moment that we always like, takes longer time to adapt to the stages, because depending of where we are, we have to make it a little slightly higher or lower or wider. So yeah, so that's how it's like, a few things is like, okay, yeah, how can we put it this into the stage and make it this effect?
And how was it for you, like as a performer, to have to, because there were moments where I felt like we don't need us at all. But of course, it is a piece for an audience, and so there's always these two sides.
Yeah. I think as a performer, we grow and learn to perform for people, like really like the spectator, see the spectator, the public are really the main thing in your piece. You have to like watch them, give them, delivered, like even like this way, this thing of what she was saying, like never stop and just give. And it's so bizarre. Like when I begin to do the piece, I it was changing a lot on me, because it was the thing of like, my time is my time, and the public is here to appreciate the time, you know. And about the gaze, we work a lot of on it. It was like, okay, we need to sometimes watch us, sometimes watch ourselves, sometimes watch the other one, sometimes just watch the public, but not too long. How we will watch them is not like an invitation, but it's like, just, I know you're here, but it's maybe like a lot of things I think came about this gaze thing. And we work on it. And even for us, when we inside, for, I will talk myself when I'm inside and I'm just like watching her, watching myself, try to let her space to watch her, to watch me, lot of watch. It's so difficult, because when you have to say like you watch the public, it's kind of you make them exist now in your play, and you have to stay focused. Like, you know, sometimes I'm like, okay, who I will watch? Like, and I just like find the energy where it keep me, and even to really control this gaze. Because I don't want the message to be wrong. Because with the gaze, you can give a lot of message. So yeah, is interesting. It's interesting to work with, and it's different to say like you just work for you. It's like when I do lounge, it's really a kind of meditation for me. Like I'm just like, okay, I have 45. How many times? 45 minutes for me and her and us. And every scene is different. Like every time we did the show, it was like different feeling, different energy. And what, that's good, because always people like see a new show, you know, so that's cool, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a lot about the like the temporality of it as well. Like you kind of like establish like your own tempo. So it's more than maybe perhaps like performing for you or for someone else. It's about like making us like slow down as well in watching it. So yeah, in asking like how long was it, 45 minutes? I feel like it could be like, could have been like 15 minutes, or it could have been like a day or something.
Yeah.
At some point you are like, you're sliding into this tempo, and then you could just like watch and watch and watch. But then also like that like very like slow rhythm is also like punctuated by these moments where I feel like there are these, also in the music, these like bursts of energy where you suddenly like come alive again in a different way, and then it, but then you never kind of have, you never notice the moments that it gets slow again. You just like kind of notice, oh, it got slow again at some point. So I was wondering as well about maybe the not just like the rhythm of the dancing and the music in the moment, but also like the overall dramaturgical rhythm in the way. Like, how did you decide like when to start this piece, when to end it, like how to, like there's like an ebb and flow to it in a way. Or do you feel like there's an arc to it, maybe? Sorry if that's too many questions.
No, I understand what you're asking. I understand it. And I also feel that like not having these like, acts, you know, first act, second act, third act, like that's really not like how the piece is structured and how I also dance. But there's like something, I think there's just something about, you know, because number one, because like the things are slow and the movement is reduced and is a lot about watching, this already stretches things. And I feel that like the stretching, there's something about like stretching things until they cannot really go, you know, until you cannot stretch them anymore. I mean, just until the sweet spot, that I feel that like lounge sits on, you know, like the lap dancers are really, both lap dancers, I mean, like, if you didn't see the show, there are two moments of lap dances, and they last for about like 10, 15 minutes. And I do feel that these are a bit like, they are like the tissue, no? But then you have like these silence moments. I do think that these like grounded scenes and or images, maybe more, they just anchor you in the slowness and in this tempo of like or the slowing down more than the slowness. But yeah, I just really knew that I didn't want to do like something provocative or like something that would have like a high climax, you know, like something that would just like demand in a way that that would like play a little bit with also, you know, I didn't want to play with the expectation of the audience. I was just like, yeah, this is it. You're not going to expect
this is what
you get. Yeah. You're not going to expect it. You know, I also don't feel that the thing is predictable. But I didn't want to give like a Chenna moment. That's for sure. I wanted it to remain like, suave, soft. Yeah.
But at the same time, there is like almost this, I mean, I wouldn't call it a climax, but there is like this moment that, with you spitting in each other's mouth, that's very different than I feel like there's like a new, maybe not a new language, but like there's something else like entering the piece that is a new sort of transfer between the two of you. Like I feel like there's like the watching, the dancing, the touches, and then there's this. Like how did that come about? Like,
I mean, I think it's, you know, still linked to a giving and a receiving motion. So although there is a different material on stage, you know, I don't feel that the codes change. So in that way, yeah, it's a continuity. It's a thing that like you don't really know where it's gonna end, but it also doesn't really finish. You know, I think that's like a bit that's. I did not know that I wanted to end with it, but of course, like I think that's where it opens space for wonder and somehow it also bounces back because of the light and also because of the music. I think there's something also very beautiful in that moment, that everything is very, I think our moment is very choreographed, or we know, but it's also one. It's one that we are also really orchestrating life, and we are all working together in that moment, really. The music is being manipulated, like light is also being manipulated. So there is also like a bouncing back to the public in that way, in that moment.
Yeah. And I think it's just like because also of the, like you say, like you can like take time until one day, 2 days, because the music is really like as a dancer, as a performer, when you're inside, you always surprise, you know. We know the song, but we always surprise. And it's so cool because even the beats, the destructuration of the song, yes, the deconstruction of the song, give us like me always, I know like, okay, I know the song, and always when I did it, I was like, damn, a new thing, damn, a new thing. So my body reacts differently. Or maybe I was like, the first show, I was like, okay, I can do this movement at this time, and I'm not in the good position, so I'm like, damn, okay, I have to create another thing. So, yeah, I don't know how Shaka, I love to challenge us, but do it good.
Okay, no, is what you say, like, we are together, like, in these moments, trying to, like, communicate with each other, not communicate with each other, but, like, yeah, to follow, like, what is, like, around, the energy that is around. So, for example, in a sound way, yeah, it's me trying to find out the tempo, you know, the lights and like the timing that you guys are coming together or not. So my idea is not like be the person who's giving the, I'm not trying to orchestrate, but I'm just trying to like create a timing that goes with everybody's timing. And at some point, we all gonna like find a way to communicate. I don't know how, that's why like it's interesting. So every piece maybe is gonna be different. Actually, now I have like a pace in my mind that I prefer more. And actually we spoke the last time, but we don't know, like maybe in the next piece, something else is gonna be like different on the tempo and the how the beat goes and how I'm gonna like hold. Or even the way I put the filters, and for example, I let like things breathe to then have like a reaction from the lights and then have a reaction from you and from the crowd. Like in the end, for example, like this last time was a little bit different, the timings. Thais was like really waiting, like on me. She was not understanding what was happening. She was like, okay, but when I'm supposed to put the light? And I was like, no, hold on. We need to breathe a little bit more. Let me just filter it and like put it like slower and like let it breathe in a different way now, and then you look to me and I'm gonna tell you. So she was kind of anxious, so no, let me put the light now. I was, hold on. So I open a little bit and I filter again and I said, okay, so after this we're going like to like the light on. And yeah, so it's about timing and feeling. So we always gonna find like different tempos and different moments to communicate with each other and see how it's gonna flow.
But this time it was really good, this last time. I was anxious, but I was like, okay.
Anxious way in a cool way, because we were really doing live. It was not like memorized. We didn't know, like, it was not like, okay, so this time. No, it was just like trying to find.
I was like waiting. I was like, okay, because, okay, I don't want to mistake the timing, because if it's together, it's going to be beautiful. But it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
It's like a band like playing together. We are like doing something.
Following each other.
Actually, I wanted to ask about the music a bit more, because you always like kind of like wonder like how much of it, like that you said, like there is a live aspect like to it in the but like, was the music composed for the piece, or was there
there's different like
bits and pieces,
different pieces, yeah. You know, like there's like ideas that comes from Marga, there's something that comes from me. We are putting like sample together, like sounds like from Lisbon, like there's inputs of mine. There's like we're putting a lot of different elements together to create and make sound like this, because even like some other stuff that we're using with this construction, we're deconstructing and we're putting in a way that is not how it was supposed to be composed. So there's like different pieces, we're using different pieces.
How was it to do it at Casino? Because I don't know if you know, like, I really like the venue, like it's a really like big grand building in a way, but it's also almost like a bit notorious among like performers and directors because it has such a wide stage, like it's such such a weird venue in a way, so it's so open and unprotected in a way, that I was wondering how that affected perhaps your like that intimate relationship as well on stage, because it's only you in a way, like there's no like big set design or something that you can hide behind. It's really just like these two people in this like humongous hall. I mean, you did it at Sophienseele, right, which is I think like kind of like similarly cut in a way, but it's still like a very different almost like a different cultural context as well. So how was that building for you? Had it like some effect, or did you really like focus on?
Well, I vibed with the space, and actually, like, shout out to Yoav and Kika who did actually the piece of scenography. But no, like, I feel that, I mean, the only thing that really bothered me about the casino were like these five busts of like men, military men, like around there, and I was just like, yo, I need to bring like something to clear up the air, you know, like. But then they actually told me that like the space was
do you know the history,
you know, like this emperor that was gay and holding like and you know, hosting all these like gay parties there, and then he was expelled. And then the statues on the corners were like turned into,
it's like the queerest building in the world.
Right. You know? So I think that we are actually like in good hands, like, or in a good stones. I also felt that like with me and Mariana, you know, we were just also like, you know, let's not work from memory. Let's just like do things just the way we are here right now. And the space does give you a little bit of a bourgeois vibe, you know, and we also like I guess you
there's like a decadence to it, like,
yeah, there is a decadence to it. And I also, but I do feel that like the sound system, I have to say, the sound system, because it like it holds the sounds, yeah, the sound system is great, and to feel that the still like all these like big stones like vibrate to the subwoofers, you're just like, yeah, like, you know, there's no build that they can resist to sound. Like, it will always, like, bump. And that's cool, you know, regardless of the classicism of the institution.
You're gonna perform it again tonight, right?
Yes.
How, is there, like, anything you discussed after the first performance? Are there, like, specific, almost, like, not changes that you want to make, but like when you had one performance in a room and then you know you have another, like is there like a is there like an opportunity to go like even deeper into it, or
I think there's just like there are we did not really talk about them yet, and I think like what's important for, I mean, you know, if we are of course together and surprised by what we bring, then I guess like that bounces back really to the audience. But I do feel that like the space is a good key always to go deeper in, because of also the depth, and you have like this kind of almost like cinema vibe with these this half moon seating. This position. So yeah, I guess like
we talk about the moment we have to pass before every scene, like the moments outside.
The moment outside.
That was the when we finished the piece. It was like we was feeling so good and connected that it was like, yeah, today we have to do it. Like take 2 hours before the show.
Exactly. This is it. Just the togetherness of it, you know.
Yeah.
Just yeah. If we spend like some time together. And that we are not like busy fixing stuff before. I feel that like that translates on stage. But I like, yeah, like, just a wish is just like that, like being a little bit like alive, like into, you know, enjoying, because now the piece we premiered in January, so it's still a baby, you know.
Yeah,
the piece is still a baby, but it's growing, which is great. It's great. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you
so much.
You have been listening to the podcast of the Attention Young Choreographer series. For more artist conversations, visit the websites lifelongburning.eu and impulsetanz.com.